As promised, if you're on hold, stay there. We're joined right now by the driver of the number 9 Chevrolet for Henrik Motorsports in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. 2016 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series that I'm talking about. Rookie of the Year. He recorded his first career cup win at Watkins Glen back in August. He clinched his third consecutive playoff spot with that win. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series live from Indianapolis Motor Speedway is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. We are joined by Chase Elliott. Chase, great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. So you're coming off a fifth-place finish at the Southern 500. It was your sixth straight top 10. How pleased were you with that performance, and how do you feel about the way the team is running right now with the playoffs approaching?
Yeah, no, it's been a decent last really month, I guess, or so. I felt like we got to Loudon a month or so ago, and seems like we've been a little better, I think, than we were, you know, throughout the season leading up to that point. So that's been encouraging. Nice to be able to grab a win and lock in to the playoffs and have a shot to go for a championship. So looking forward to these next 10, 11 weeks.
All right, so what about that? You've got the win, which I'll get to in a minute, but Sunday's race in Indianapolis is the final regular season race before the playoffs. So in that sense, is it just another race, or with the playoffs about to start, do you approach it a little bit differently?
Yeah, I don't really think we approach it any differently. I think the good news is for us, and which is different from what I've been in the past couple of years, we've always gone into that cutoff race and been right on the line or had a good opportunity to either get in or miss it as well. So I just nice to be able to go to these last three or four races and know that we're locked in and not have to worry and play that battle of, play the game of being right there on the cut line. So I've certainly enjoyed that. I think we can be a little more aggressive because of that. But it's still important to get race wins and the benefits that you achieve by doing so. They help you so much in the playoffs that, you know, you have to be aggressive and you can't really sit back and cruise into it.
Chase Elliott joining us here in the jungle. Now, I had your teammate Jimmy Johnson on the show last week, and we talked about your win at Watkins Glen last month. I want to hit that for a moment, but you had a wheel hop in turn one of that final lap. So what was going through your head when that happened?
Yeah, man, that is not what you're looking for. I came to the white flag, and I had a decent gap on the 78 and just thought, hey, idiot, don't mess up this lap and you'll be fine. And went off into turn one and had some wheel hop issues and luckily was able to gather it back up. But the one thing I was like, just don't mess up. And the first thing I did was messed up. So it was definitely not what I was hoping for. Way more eventful than I was shooting for, but we'll take it. It worked out.
Good on you. It did work out. Chase Elliott, my guest. You also ran out of gas, and then Jimmy came along, and he gave you a push. What was that moment like for you?
It was incredible, man. Jimmy has become such a great friend of mine, and he's an incredible teammate, but I feel like our friendship has grown stronger over the past year or so, and he's certainly lended advice and just been super nice through some of my tougher days at the racetrack, and a guy in his position certainly does not have to be like that. So I've just been appreciative of that, and awful lot to be learned from a guy like him who, you know, obviously has had a ton of on-track success, but, you know, I feel like the way that he approaches his life off the track is really just as impressive, and I think anybody can tell you that. So it's been great to grow that friendship, and that was a great moment.
Chase Elliott joining us. Chase, you had come so close so many times. I mean, going into that race, you had 8 runner-up finishes. You know, it's all a process. It's all a journey. I understand that. What was it like to have that many near wins, and then how good did it feel to finally break on through the way you did?
Yeah, no, that's definitely, certainly a big factor in it. And it's like I told somebody the other day, you know, obviously, I would have loved to have won before August of this year, but, you know, at the same time, I can tell you that if we had won a race in my rookie year, I wouldn't have appreciated as much as I did, you know, being in year 3 and having those tough days. It makes you appreciate the good ones more, it's just satisfying and just a lot of reassurance, I think, to everybody involved on our team that, hey, you know, when we're at our best and we have things going and we have things go our way, we can compete with these guys. And I think ultimately that was the biggest thing. And just you always have that confidence and you believe in that along the way. But just to have the result to show it certainly doesn't, it doesn't get any better than that. So just been it was a great weekend. That's the only bad thing about our sport is the weeks go by quick and the next race comes up fast and you have to move on.
Chase Elliott joins us. You know, it doesn't get any better than that, except for maybe if you've got your family there to celebrate it with you, especially if your father, Bill, is the legend of the sport that he is. What did that mean to be able to share that moment with him?
Yeah, it was awesome. I wish my mom had been there, too. Unfortunately, she was at home, but to have Dad there, he was actually spotting for me in one of the corners. So he played a little bit of a role in the win, which I thought was cool. And just to have him there, he's been there through, those rougher days and he's kind of lived it alongside with me, him and my mom. So it's just nice to have him there and be able to, share that moment was pretty special.
Yeah, what about the other side of that? I mean, if I go back to that, he was running at Road America last month and you served as his spotter. What was it like to see him back in the car and how was it serving as his spotter?
Yeah, well, I actually ended up not spotting. That was the original plan.
Okay.
I ended up just kind of going and watching. But still, man, he just wanted to go have some fun, and he still enjoys racing. He does some other types of racing as well, and those guys asked if he wanted to drive that car, and I think he just wanted to go enjoy it and have a good time. And I think ultimately, mission success. I think he had a great weekend, a lot of fun, and kind of got to see, how the cars drive now, which I thought was neat, and to kind of hear his feedback. And, we enjoyed it, man. He's watched me do a lot of racing over the past 6-7 years. And, before that, it was me watching him do a lot of racing. So it was just cool to kind of bring back some old memories of that and kind of get the shoe back on the other foot again.
Got another moment or so with Chase Elliott before he goes. Chase, I think a lot of people know you're a huge Georgia football fan. And you've been referencing a line from Kirby Smart, quote, pressure is privilege. Pressure is privilege. What does that mean to you? And then how do you approach racing as a result?
Yeah, no, I think that, that's something that can really apply in any sport or any pressure-filled situation. If you're in a situation that has pressure on you or is making you work a little harder, that means there's something to be benefited from on the other side that you care about and that matters. And if you're in those spots, you're doing something right to get there in the first place. So I think just recognizing that, knowing that, for me, I guess the way it translated was, running second 8 times, you don't do that by, it's not all luck at that point, I don't feel like. So I think just recognizing that, hey, if we're in those positions again and we have opportunities to go and close out a race or whatever it is, just to embrace the moment and make the most of it and realize that it's there for a reason.
Chase, one last thing. This is really key, I think, really critical point. I want to touch on something you and Dale Jr. hit on recently. Dale Jr. tweeted, "Can a driver wear his own throwback gear?" I always get weird wearing stuff with my own image or name on it, but it gets murky when it's a 20-year-old throwback. Opinions, please, end quote. And you responded with, absolutely not. Lay that out for me. How come?
Man, I just cannot hop on the bandwagon of wearing my own stuff. I just think that is really weird. I don't know. I guess if you're okay with it and you think it's fine, whatever, that's your call. But for me, I've just always been... That's just one of my things. Everybody's got their things they don't like, and I just can't get into wearing my own stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I just, that's not me. So, hey, whatever floats your boat.
No, I get it. I can't argue with you. I'm sure the guys making that swag or making that merch would love to see you wear it, but I can understand why you might not want to. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Chase Elliott, the driver of the number 9 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, joining us. Chase, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Congrats on the win. Good luck this weekend.
Many thanks. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Chase, have a great day. Chase Elliott coming in. He's 22, by the way. Just 22.